Nigerians always sing and dance whenever the country is victorious in sports. The emergence of Wellington Jigiri as the new World Scrabble champion is the latest sports victory celebrated in Nigeria. How does it feel to be World Scrabble champion?
Being a world champion means everything to me. It means everything. Because I actually worked for it. I made some very good efforts towards making it work. I've had this dream for a very long while, and it has come true now. So it wasn't that easy. But then I was able to see it through, because I think I was prepared to an extent.
Some Nigerians, like Suleiman Garbagora, president of the Nigerian Scrabble Federation, are hardly surprised that a Nigerian defeated an Englishman to become World Scrabble champion.
The English may be the owner of the English language, but we are master of the language. And that is what we have proven, because we know our capacity and capability as a people in terms of this particular game. For you to be a successful scrabbler, you have to know the meaning of the word. If you know the meaning of the word, you can never forget the word. You have just a few seconds to sit down and take a decision as to whether the word you are playing is correct or not.
Jigiri says the Nigerian spirit of playing with words was one of the two most important factors that enabled him emerge world champion.
I played a couple of fantastic words, words like patagial, words like adagial. You know, Scrabble is, there is the word knowledge skill to it, but then there's a mathematical side to Scrabble. And if you can embody that into one complete whole, I think it makes it easier for you.
The Nigerian love for words is exhibited not only in Scrabble, but in many other creative fields. A soundtrack from the Nigerian movie industry known as Nollywood. In terms of annual film production, the Nigerian film industry is the second largest in the world. Nigeria is doing very well in other creative fields like literature. Some of Africa's best writers, like the Nobel laureate Wole Soyinka, are Nigerians.
When I was in New York, traffic was caused by traffic lights. When I went to Port Harcourt, traffic was caused by pothole.
In Nigeria, social events are hardly complete without a stand-up comedian like this one, who cracks a joke about the potholes on Nigerian roads. The comedians are admired for their creative skills in playing with words. Rotimi Ehitayo is head of the Lagos-based Team Masters Limited, an organization working to improve the vocabulary of school children. He says the setting in which Nigerians live influences their love for words, adding that Nigerians always seek creative words to capture the realities around them.
Our experience as Nigerians actually can be attributed to one of the factors that makes us very creative. Creativity with words, using observation of what is going around, and then they now express it. Our systems are not all fully working. We don't have real systems yet. You know, sometimes the pothole is there. And you think about it, who could think that a pothole could lead to you creating a joke?
Eitayo says the Nigerian love to creatively describe their environment has enhanced the country's films, literature, comedy, and even the ability of Nigerians to play Scrabble. Sam Olukoya, RFI, Lagos.